The following shiur has been presented by Harav Daniel Neustadt, Yoshev Rosh of the Vat HaRabbanim of Detroit, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Sechem Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph asks on both Chizki and Reb Avohu, who hold that the lashon of lo yisoichal or lo yachel doesn't just mean isra achila, but it includes isra noah. So the Gemara says, "Very shlotzim berachmar amar shekutzul lo yachel." There's a clear pasuk in the Torah saying that there's isra achila on shkotzim and rubasim, but nevertheless, there's a Mishnah in Shvi'is that says, "Sayodei chayev oifes v'dogim shenizdamnu lahen minin tmein mutar lemaichrim lerachrim." If they went hunting and they went hunting for behemoths and chayes and oifes which are tohar, but during the hunting experience it was nizdamin lahem minin tmeim, so the halacha is that the mutar lemaichrim lerachrim, you're allowed to sell it. So we see that there is no isra hano. Once they have it, you're allowed to be in the henna through selling it to a guy. So we see that the lo yachel does not include isra hano. So that is where it says, shani osim da makro lochem shalachem yehe. There's a special passage that tells you that there is a heter hano over there, shalachem, it's yours, you're allowed to have some kind of a bailus in it, and the bailus has to do with hano. So if so, so why does the Mishnah say that only nizdamnu lahen it's maternal lebaychron lechatchila we should go ahead and hunt for chaya oifis and zogim which are tummy and do schayer with them, do business with them, hunt with them and sell them, and it should be mutar lechatchila? And it's clear that Mishnah in Shvi'is that you're not allowed to do schayer with nevelis and treifus or with shkotzim and rebosim. I lechayer is a specific pasuk that tells you that it's mutar, and that the Gemara answers shani hacha damakro yiyu. So there's a pasuk that says that it has to remain as a sheket, as a sheretz, a double tummy. There's a pasuk that says that you have an ister, a heter b'lachem. So the two psukim, so how do we solve the apparent contradiction in the two psukim? But that thing more says that l'chachila, this is something called osir. You're not allowed to deal and do business with dvorim tmeim, which got him a remosim. However, if it was somehow came into your possession, it was nizdamin, it happened by chance that it came into your possession, so then the halacha is that this is permitted to do. So this is the halacha that's known as Issus Tzchayr V'dvar Ma'asurim, that a person is not allowed to go ahead and do business with these types of items, even though there are items which are mutter ba'ano, in order to have a benefit for them, will be mutter. Not like Chometz B'Pesach and Arla and Klai Kerem, which are Osir V'Ano, you can't have any benefit. These are, let's say, Nevelis and Teifus. So Hano would be mutter to them, you could have benefit from it. But you can't do business with it. There's a special Schaira, special Isser called Isser Schaira, that if a person does business with it, so then he's over this specific halacha of Yiyu, that it has to remain with an Isser Schaira. Now, the gather of the Isser is a Machlekes in the Rishonim, where this Isser comes from. There is a shita in the Rishayim, it's the Rashba shita, that never said this is only halacha de Rabbanon. It's not going to smacht in the pasuk, but the ikar reason is the Rabbanon were fear. They feared that a person who is going to deal and do business with Dvarim or Asurim is going to come to eat them. You have access to it, you're around Dvarim or Asurim all day long, this is your business. It's very easy to forget that it's not kosher and you're going to come to the achila. So the Rabbanon made exeira and that you can't do business with it unless you come to eat with it. That's the Rash Rashita. And some Achreinim actually pass an halacha l'maisa like that. The majority of the Rishonim, Tosfos right over here, the Rosh, most of the Rishonim who speak about the sugya hold note that this is like the pastures of the sugya, that this is a deraisa. The Gemara uses psukim, lachem, and yiyu. It's mashma that it's a deraisa, the halacha. And the basic halacha follows the majority of Rishonim, as I said, the Chasam Sefer and the Chachmas Adam, that we are machmir, that this is an issa deraisa, and we, by shakas, we're machmir, stuff like deraisa and chumra. Except, the interesting thing is, that even if you hold that it's an issa deraisa, still, the vast amount of achroinim hold that in this shitas harushoinim that hold that the iser is midiraisa, it's also because of chashash achila. In other words, normally we find gzeris like that, which would be called gzeris derabanan. The rabbanan made a siag, don't do this, you don't do that. Over here, the Torah itself was so makvid, the machmir, in the iser of neve. Shailas and Trances of Shkatsim and Ramas and the Torah were so fearful that you're going to come to Achila. So the Torah itself made a siyag. Sometimes we find the rice is the kisiyogim. So according to many Achroinim, the Taz and the Chasam Sofer, this is the Pshat here too. It said the rice is the kisiyag against coming to eat. But other Achroinim will say no, it's a Xeris Akosiv, it doesn't have any reason. With the rice, we don't find siyogim, and they don't look at it the same way you have a loichoi. So we'll soon see that Allah habemis and rechayshish for all of these timeim. We look at it as a gzeres tachasiv, and we look at it also as a shem yavel aichlai, and there'll be another and several that's committed from Allah, which way you go. Tosfos says right over here that the whole issur of tzchayru, you're not allowed to buy and sell things which are ro'u la'achila, midid achila, and also things that you normally you would eat. So why? Because the basic idea over here is that you rechayshish shem yavel aichlai. So therefore, it's only things which people normally eat. But let's say you're buying it in order to do work with it, or you're doing it in order to enjoy. You're buying a pet, a dog, a cat, that's varmasurim, but you're not buying it to eat, you're buying it as a pet. Or you're doing it as a security, or you're buying it because you want to use the skins, or you're buying it because you want to feed your behemoth as animal feed, or the azmutter, because since the issur is talu b'achila, so therefore when there is no achila purpose to it, There's no issa. This was never said. In other words, issa deraisa was never said in a situation where there's no shaychus to achila. The Paiskim also adds that one of the reasons why this is connected to achila is because even though we're learning it out from the Yiyu, but the shayrish of it, as we see in the sugya, comes from the word loyachel. In other words, it's thoughts of saying shekel to loyachel. Really, loyachel, look what the both Chizki and Rebbe Bo also need to discern. Elamai, there's a pasuk over here that qualifies the Israel by saying lechem. The other pasuk of Yiyu says, no, there is a shtick of Israel. So the pshara is that this is higher and there's not Israel. So on that we say that it's connected still to the lo yachal. And therefore, only things which have to do with achila are part of the Israel. But if it's not oyimit to maichel at all, so then there's no ischayra either, because then you don't have any mucker in the Torah to say that bechal that this should be asur. There is a shayla in the Rishonim in a different point. Some hold that as long as the min itself is oimud l'achila, it's a type of a species that people normally eat. But in this situation, the person who's buying them or raising them, he's not planning to eat them. He's planning to use them for schayer, to use them, or his megadol behemoth meya for using the fat of the skins for shemen, or to use the fat for hablokas neiris. So it's machlekes rishonim. Some say it's still awesome. Because Lamaisa, since it's a min, which is oimer v'achila, memela, it's also v'achila. Taisis itself holds no. As long as this is kavana for other usages, even though the min itself is oimer v'achila, is mutter. Why? Because Taisis is learning pshutoi. Since the main chashash is shemi yovel oichloi, midaraisa. But the main chashash is shemi yovel oichloi. So therefore, of it is no shemi yovel oichloi. Because the purpose of this person raising it is not to eat it. It's not going to destroy his own business. He has a business that he's raising fat for candles. He's going to go eat the animal. He's not going to do that. So since, even though it's roi l'achila, but since it's not oimed l'achila, so therefore the issur doesn't apply. This is the sheet of Taisus, and that's the basic halacha. Now the Paiskim speak out that the issur of schayr b'dvar basurim is only in macholos ha'asurois min ha'toyrah. In other words, if it's something which the Torah asserted, so then we find an extension of that issur that also you cannot do business with it. So therefore, Shkatsim and Ramasim and the Velas and Treifis, all the other species of behemoths and the Chayas which the Torah says that are treif, all those things are asur b'achila and the main asur b'schayr. But items which are only asur b'achila mid derabbanan, like cholavakum and gvinasakum and tasakum and bishalakum, so then there is no issur to do schayr. The Chazal never made the gzera. They made gzera against the achila, but they never made gzera against the schayra. And the pashtus, the way to understand this in the easy way, is also following the same idea, because since the whole issur schayra is because of chashash achila, so over here, since the whole achila is only with the rabbanim, so to do schayra lest you come to achila is like gzera and gzera. Chazal didn't go that far. They asked it b'achila, but they didn't make another gzera to protect you from that issur achila. And therefore, it would be issur atzmi. It would be hard to understand what's the difference between the rice and the rabbanim. But since the issur of the issur is only issur achila, so because of that, we could rely on the fact on the svara to say that when it's only issur b'achila with the rabbanim, Chazal did not add an additional gzera. Now, it's important to explain that the reverse is also true. In other words, even though we see from all of these halachas that the Shema Yovel Oichloi is the underlying principle that drives this halacha, but Lamaisa, we don't dash in time of the Krah Lakula to say that in a place where there is no Chashash Achila, automatically that will be Hafkoa for Isser, the Isser wouldn't apply. So therefore, let's say for example, if somebody buys Schoiro and does a Dvarim Asur, and comes the Schoiro, comes the buyer, and he puts it in a special warehouse that he has absolutely no access to. If nobody goes there, it's a warehouse, it's locked up. So the Schoiro doesn't come at all to his house, he doesn't have any access to the Schoiro. So one could argue, you have no access to the Schoiro, and therefore there's no Shema Yavala Echloi, so therefore there shouldn't be his Schoiro either. The Halacha is not like that. The Halacha is once it's Asr, so we don't say that in this situation it's Mutter, in this situation it's Asr, it's the Chatz of it is Asr. And even though practically speaking right now Shema Yavala Echloi is not a problem, nevertheless it doesn't help. Based on this idea, we also find in the Paiskim that a lot of times when there's a problem, an issue of Shema Yavala Echloi, so we find in other Gzeris of Chazal that Rabbim Matkari Hadadi, that if you have more than one person, if you have several people involved, so each one will remind the other, like you find the Hatayas Haner and other Gzeris, that if you have several people, each one will remind the other of the issue, of the potential Isser, and the Gzeris doesn't apply. We don't say that here. Over here, it's Takashem Level Eichloi, but Lamaisa, once the Torah asks it like that, so we don't say that if you have a situation where you're not going to come Eichloi, such as if Rabbim are going to warn you, that's not going to take with Isser, and it remains Asser and Isser's Chayr. More than that, the Pesach can speak out even the bigger Chiddush, that even if he himself is not the actual Seicher, he's not the one that's buying and selling, he does it through a middleman. There's a broker involved in this business deal. Or even if he's a silent investor, he's just taking his money and giving it to somebody else, says, you go buy me a truckload full of camels or anything which is eaten, and you have nothing to do with it at all, and the schayra doesn't even come into your warehouse. You're just a broker, and but you own it. In other words, for a short time period, while the schayra is being transferred from buyer to seller, it's under your auspices. You have the achrayis. If there's a fire, you'll be responsible. So then, it's yours. So even though in this case, the zikr no chashash shema yavon loichloi. Absolutely not shayach. You don't even see this stuff. You don't know where the stuff is. The stuff is in North Dakota somewhere. Nevertheless, it's Isser Atmi. And since you own it, the schayra is yours. Your ever is the schayra. It's considered the schayra and it's Asr. The only possible heter that some achrayim are matter and they only do so with makam hefsim ruba is if the Yisrael is a broker between the buyer and the seller, but he has no financial responsibility during the time that he's the broker. In other words, all he does is he's like a shachar. He puts together the buyer and he puts together the seller, and the stuff goes directly from the buyer to the seller without going through the official ownership of the middleman. In such a situation, it's still a machlokes between the achrayim. Rav Shlomo Kluge talks about it in the Shulchan Meishev and the Chasam Sefer. There is a achra of some pesukim that the makom esim ruba, if you don't do it b'teres harama, there's room for kula. But that's only because you never own it. But if you own it, even though you don't have access to it, the hakama of the achrayim is that it's aser. There's another diyun in the pesukim, even the other way around. What will be in a situation where you don't really own the schayra? You're not the owner. You're just really a worker. But you're dealing, your asik is with machalei akum. In other words, you're an employee, and let's say you're McDonald's wants to hire you to work in the store and to serve the burger, the cheeseburger, which is mamish cheeseburger, but also banal, it's even worse. But let's say it will be something which is not also banal, but just they want to do business with it. So it comes out that he's getting paid in order to do work with Isura and with Isur Schayra. So over here, it is a shayla on the Paiskim. Because L'chayra, you're not an owner. You're not really doing business. You're not buying and selling. All you're doing is you're profiting from Dvarma Asurim. Nevertheless, most Paiskim who speak about this are stringent. And they hold that since the underlying principle over here is Shem Yevela Eichloi, So it's true. In a situation where Shem Yad Alechem doesn't apply, like the case we said before, we still machmir al Isra Atzmi. But when Shem Yad Alechem applies, see, even when there is no Isra Atzmi v'Isra Chayr, even though Lamaisi, you're not an owner, and you're not really doing business, but Lamaisi, you're profiting from it. If you're profiting from it, so there's a starker mokum to Aser, and it's not poshut at all to be matter somebody to go work in a trade place, even if there wouldn't be actual Isra Ano, if the entire issue will all be Isra Chayr. The Moshe has a truth about this as well, and you know, he goes back and forth on this. And the actual case that he's asked over there is if a person can be a truck driver for Dvar Ma'asurim. So he's mistaker, he gets paid for driving a truck which is filled with Dvar Ma'asurim, but he has absolutely no shaychus to Dvar Ma'asurim. They're sitting in the back, it's locked up, he has no access to it, and he doesn't come in contact with it. Ramosha's matter. In such a situation, he says, there's absolutely no gzera, and he doesn't see any issue. The Gemara says that even though lechatchino there's an issachar, but if it's nizdamnu, if the hunter was going to hunt a kosher behema, but it was nizdamnu to him a treifa behema, so then he doesn't have to throw it out. He's allowed to sell it. He's allowed to do schoy with it to get rid of it. He's not allowed to leave it around. He's not allowed to make it fatter. But once he has it, he has to get rid of it as soon as he can. But he's allowed to get rid of it. Since it's a mutter bano, it's only Issachar doesn't apply when it came to you by chance. Now the Achrayim agree that this is not just halacha for a tzayin, for a hunter, but any person, even if he's not a professional, he also is allowed to sell if he came by chance into Dvar Masurim, he's allowed to get rid of it. It's also considered, they also have the Heter of Nizdamim. The easiest fear of this is a person has Yerusha. All of a sudden Yerusha comes to him from somebody who is not from, from a guy, whatever, and he inherits Dvar Masurim. So he certainly didn't go for it, but it was Nizdamim to him. So he may not be able to keep these things, he has no usage for it, but he's allowed to go sell it in the open market and try to get the best possible price for it, because this is considered Nizdamim. Another very common case is, if a guy brings you a matana, but he brings you non-kosher food, which would be awesome in the rice to eat, not something just without a hechsher, but something which is clearly dvarim treifim, comes from animals or something like that, which is no good. So the halacha is, that's called also nizdamnu, because you are receiving it, and now you wanna give it to another person. So if not for the hat of nizdamnu, it would be awesome for you to give it to another person. Because giving him a matana, that's also like buying and selling. Why are you giving him a matana? Because you probably owe him some akaras hatoy, you owe him a favor, he did you a favor, so you're paying him back. That's called doing business. The only heter is that if you got it as an izdamnu, then you're allowed to get rid of it. But you're not allowed to go ahead and buy trade food in order to give to your, to during the holiday season, people give gifts to the mailman and to workers and to bonuses. So people, a lot of times, they want to buy non-kosher food because they think it's cheaper, it is cheaper, and they want to be able to give that to the guy. But my master, the vice agree that that's considered as chayr, because you're buying something in order to save money, and you're giving it away. Giving it away and selling it is the same, because selling it means you're getting something out of it, and when you're giving it, it means you get something out of it. Why are you giving him a bonus? Must be that you want to, you're going to gain something out of it. You don't give it for nothing. If you're giving it for nothing, then you have the Issa Moise Chanim. So it has to be that it's there for a reason. So therefore, the price can agree that the only heter will be is if you receive a non-kosher item as a gift, you, once you receive it, you're allowed to give it away. The only exception to this rule will be possibly Yain Stam Yainim. Because Stam Yainim, the Bechava rules, is Asav Ano. So that's worse than Issachar. You're not allowed to have any benefit from that. For Asav Ano, Nizdamnu is not a heter. Nizdamnu is only a heter for Issachar. But for Asav Ano, it's not a heter. So in such a situation, you should be machmer. Unless it's a Hefsa Meruba, the Ramah Paskins, the Hefsa Meruba, we could make all the even Stam Yainim is Mutav Ano. So normally, we don't like to rely on that kula, but in a Hefsa Meruba situation, we could rely on the Ramah. Another Shailan Achrenim is like a store owner that needs to buy schayra, he needs to buy goods in order to be able to sell in the store. But the wholesaler wouldn't sell him the stuff, wouldn't sell him the items, unless he also buys from him non-kosher items. This is very common in the food industry. If you want a distributor, if you want somebody to sell to a distributor food, the wholesaler, he says, either buy from me everything, or you buy from me nothing. I'm not going to sell you just a few kosher items that you buy. If you buy from me, then I'm kosher, I'll also sell you the kosher. So the shaila is the mechatchila allowed to buy the kosher items? Because with the kosher items also comes the non-kosher. He's buying the tmeim ba'adat tahirim, and the lamnus will be, because it's nizdam. You know, my kavana is for the kosher. I'm going hunting for the kosher. I, along with the hunt, along with the trap, I'm trapping also tmeim over here also. My main purpose is to buy the kosher food. Well, I say he won't sell me the kosher food unless the non-kosher food goes along with it. So this is like a hunter who sets out a trap, and he knows that the only way that he'll be able to trap the kosher tuna is if he also gets a non-kosher fish along with it in the bycatch. So that's considered nizamnu. So here also, the skull of the most poiskim, it's a shayla, but most poiskim agree that that is considered nizamnu, and you'll have to go ahead and buy non-kosher food if the only way that you can get the kosher food is if you buy along non-kosher with it. That's the skull of right poiskim. There's another case which is the reverse, which the Haskalah of the Paiskim is L'chumra. And that would be, if a store owner has kosher food, but he wants to bring more customers into his store, he wants it to become an enticing store, so he wants to stock also non-kosher food along with the kosher food. This way he expands his customer base, because people will come with non-kosher, they'll be able to sell the kosher along with the non-kosher. So over here, the Paiskim agree that it's awesome, because that's not this damdu. He could buy the kosher by itself. He just wants to buy non-kosher, so he should be able to sell of the kosher. And that's not the case of this damdu. And up there, the halacha of Isser, Schayr, Bedvar, Masurim will remain according to the maskana of Roiv Paiskim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.